never give up. Fighting till the end, gotta get back up. No time for loss. Fighting till the end, no matter what the cost. Yeah. Keep moving,
gotta get back up. What? Keep moving,
gotta get back up.
Keep moving,
gotta get back up.
What? Keep moving,
gotta get back up.
Seriously? My trainer just sent me a note saying, Scott, before you come in today, I want you to eat 300 grams of rice and 3 ounces of chicken. I could have thought a lot about that, but instead I sent my note back saying, wait a second, why is 1 grams and the other in ounces? That was... that's kind of avoiding the point, isn't it, Andrew? And it's only 9:30 in the morning. Chicken and... Are you kidding me? Okay. So today, we're, I'm sorry about that. That's a distraction here. We're going to remove your fear of change. Is that okay? I'm going to do a fearectomy. That's it. We're going to pull it right out of you. I am totally qualified. I have... Well, no, I'm not. But I'll do a good idea. If you're fearful of change, let's fix that today. I'll show you how to transition using a transitional... Hang on. I'm not going to spill my popcorn in the lobby. I'll tell you in a minute, okay? It is a daily boost from MotivationToMove.com, having more fun than the boss said I was allowed to have. I'm the boss. I get to do it. You're the boss of you. You get to have fun, too. So chill out. Loosen up. Relax. Learn a few things, okay? Doing this since 2006. We've helped a few people along the way. This is episode... Oh, no. Look at that. 4,800. That means there's 200 episodes to go. Now, people are asking me, what are you going to do? I've had my sponsors ask me, Scott, what are you doing? I've had my agencies, my media buyers, all those guys that we do this. It's a big podcast. We have all that stuff going on. I've even had my hosting company, which I give them a lot of money every single month. And they say, what are you going to do? You're going to stop the podcast? You're going to quit? What's going on? I have no idea. I'm just telling you, I have no idea. I'm percolating it. I'm using my default mode network brain right now. And we're going to do something, but we're not worried about that today. So just hang on with the ride. Enjoy what you're going to get. You're going to learn a lot here in the next few months. And then I promise there'll be something as we reach that goal toward the end of the year. And you'll know what it is. You know me. I'll tell you. My name is Scott Smith. Good to have you. Thanks for talking by. I can't even talk today, can I? Thanks for talking by. Are you kidding me? No, I'm not going to go back and edit that. Let's have some fun. Let's be real. Let's be transparent. Let's be a hot mess on the podcast and learn a few things. But first, before I do, I would invite you to join me in Face Your Passion. I talk better over there. One-on-one, really cool coaching. Imagine a place where you could show up. Not only do we have a success path, that you could truly figure out how to build a pathway to passion, purpose, meaning, and legacy. Figure out your life, in other words, and apply that to your business and everything else. But not just a course, but you're actually having interactive coaching. Well, you get on the phone with me and a group of like-minded people, and you do that at a price that is stupid cheap. It's great value. If you're into that, looking for that, go to faceyourpassion.com. Watch the replay of the video. We'll get a little more information up here pretty soon. Small group, intimate group. It's a special group right now. We're going to keep it that way. If you want small and a lot of attention, I want you to check it out, okay? Fridays, we always ask the question, well, it's the royal we. Where is Kate, by the way? What's going on with Kate? The royal we, it's me, it's me. How do you want to feel? Seriously. How do you want to feel? Stress of the day going to get to you? Was at an event last night. My grandson, Sawyer, was having an end-of-year homeschool kind of event. And the lady was emceeing the thing, and you could tell she had been at it all day long. You could tell these, 50 or 60 kids hanging around had been at it all day long. And in a private conversation, as everything was falling apart, I could hear her say, somebody was talking to you, I just don't feel like this is going to be really good. I don't feel like we're getting there. I just don't feel it's going to be really good. And I'm like, okay, yes, she listens to me. How do you want to feel? You have a choice. Ask yourself that question when you have a chance today. And then listen to what the response is. First thought you get, and then go do it. So I woke up this morning, I had a realization that a life-changing event was looming in my future. I needed to kind of wrap my head around the mindset adjustments that it's going to take to do some things and not run the other way. That's bad. Have you ever done that? Oh, no. I said, it's kind of like having a baby. It's like when your wife's going to have a baby, it's like, oh, this thing's coming. Oh, no, I can't do a thing. The only other thing I think about is sitting at the top of the slide at a water park, the one where you go inside and you stand there and then they open the doors below the trap door and you just fall out. That's the other thing like that. It could be also like jumping out of an airplane. It's, oh no, here it comes. What am I going to do? Well, that's, man, that's fear, man. And it's changed in a sense because I'm like happily sitting in this little capsule. Then you open up the door and I fall and then I get a wedgie on the bottom. Come on. Man, all of us have had made decisions like that. The decision should be don't get on the thing, right? But if we're on the thing, oh man, our world changes. And we're on things a lot, aren't we? We just kind of get into stuff and we know we have to change and nobody likes change. Although change is not bad. A lot of change is good. Why do we fear it? Well, even good can be scary because, you know, you're comfortably happy or comfortably miserable where you are. But in any case, at least you know what you got. Who knows? It might be perfect on the other side, but you don't know what that's like. Are you heading off to school for the first time? Are you getting married after being single forever? Or maybe you've been married a couple of times and said never again, and then you met the girl of your dreams again, and now it's like, I'm scared to death. Oh no, what's going to happen if? Oh no! Could it be accepting a new job in a strange town? That sounds kind of exciting these days, I think. It doesn't matter how excited you are, does it? It doesn't matter how well you have justified your upcoming change at all. It doesn't really matter how adventurous your spirit is. Life-changing decisions can feel like you're launching on a mission to Mars and you forgot your space suit. And I've been watching those Mission to Mars shows on Apple TV and stuff, and I know what it's like when you don't have your space suit. I know what it's like when you got to put duct tape on. I know what happens. I've seen what happens. They get a big statue of you down in Houston. You don't want to do that. I mean, duct tape is great. Vice grips are great. WD-40 is great. The three staples of life, but you don't want it on your mission to Mars, do you? There's one thing I do know for sure. Life is all about getting from where you are today to where you will be tomorrow. You're going to get somewhere tomorrow anyway, if you're lucky. It's a transformation from what you have to today and into getting what you want next. So what is uncomfortable about that feeling? What's your gut telling you? So every one of us views ourselves as who we are on the inside. That's our identity. And I'm not going to go into how we get to that point, but you are who you are. Okay. It just happened. No, I'm not. I'm somebody different. I changed yesterday. I decided to. No, you're still who you are. You're getting there, but you're still there. So let me talk to my guys for a minute. Guys, do you need to up your sex life a little bit? Maybe you're too busy or maybe you're too embarrassed to go to the doctor. I get it. You're not alone. Hims is our sponsor today and has really changed men's healthcare with doctor-tested ED treatment. So the process is pretty simple. It's 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine your treatment options that can be up to 95% cheaper too. That's good. So guys, or ladies, your guy, if ED is on your mind, do what hundreds of thousands of Hims subscribers do. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/dailyboost. That's HIMS.com/dailyboost for your personalized ED treatment options. HIMS.com/dailyboost. And now the small print. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. Since life is real and the future is not realized, feeling apprehensive, it's a natural response. So a long time ago, I had this crazy idea. I had to kind of help people get from one place to the other. And we're working in values. And I had this idea that I kind of created myself called a transitional identity to get you from today to tomorrow. And it is part of the Face Your Passion program. I think it's in module 3 or 4. I forgot when we get to it, but it's there. And the concept is this, is that you have an identity now. And it's going to be morphing. You're going to add information to it. You're going to make some mindset changes, and you will eventually someday become somebody different. You are a bit of a different person today than you were 10 years ago. You're fundamentally still the same. Absolutely. Still same personality, same basic person. You might be like 20 pounds overweight, something like that, but still fundamentally, you're still kind of the same. But you transition over that period of time. So my epiphany was simply, well, why don't we just create that for ourselves? Why don't we just create something we could do? And in the case I first did, it was somebody who wanted to lose weight, and they had a hard time because they were losing about 60 or 70 pounds, and they were about 37, 38 years old. And they had a picture of them when they were thin and fit and an athlete at 18 years old, and they put that on their refrigerator, and they said, that's who I'm going to be someday. I said, no, you're not going to be that person again. It's not going to happen. You can't do that. By the way, if you're a young person, 18 years old, and you're beautiful, and you're hot, and you're athletic, even if you're in your 20s, go ahead and don't get fat. Just don't do it. Don't get out of shape. Just do it. It's your best time ever. 30 years from now, you won't have a chance to ever do it again. Do it now. Now, if you have to be a little bit older, like in my age, take on the Silver Fox goal. Because when you're my age, it's easier than ever to look better than almost anybody else in town because everybody stops taking care of themselves. Easy to stand out. Okay, that's a whole different podcast. Transitional identities. I've always wanted to be a hometown person. I've always been a hometown person, I should say. And now, I'm learning to become a citizen of the world. But by the way, that scares the heck out of me. That scares me. I like to travel and everything, but I like my hometown. I like my 10-mile radius. I travel quite a bit, but I like my home, right? Some people, I have friends that they can't stay in my hometown. They'll visit, but they won't stay here. They don't have a hometown. They live in Chiang Mai. They got a condo and high-speed internet. They're awesome. I've always been single, but I'm becoming the best relationship person I can be. My future spouse deserves that. I've had people say that. I think that's where I got it from. Somebody made that up and gave it to me. Isn't that great? How cool is that? How respectful is that? I've always been single, but I'm becoming the best relationship person I can be. My future spouse deserves that. If a few people would do that, a few more people would be happy, and they'd have babies, and they'd teach them to do it, and a whole lot more people would be happy. I've never climbed as high as I have on the corporate ladder. Now I'm becoming the leader everybody deserves. It's a big deal. Big deal. I've had people that I've been coaching, mid-level executives used to kind of managing the people below them, and now they have to kind of manage the people above them, if you know what I mean. As you get a certain floor in the building where you start having to perform upwards rather than downwards, you really have to become the leader of all these people up and down. If you do, you rise to the top. If not, you just kind of stay stagnant. They retire at 59 and a half because it's time. Transitional identities. A simple way to ease the fear of the unknown, even if it's self-inflicted. And if you know me at all, and you talk to me at all, you know that everything is self-inflicted, because that's my rule. That's the truth. When you become aware of the fact that you have created everything in your life, and nobody else has done that to you, you can change anything. So your challenge today, your homework assignment, if you will, is to sit back a little bit and say, okay, I'm transitioning, I'm making change someplace. This is who I am today, that's who I'll be tomorrow, but for today, who am I? Who am I in this moment in time, if only it gets me to tomorrow? That's all I need. As your future becomes more accurate, your transitional identities will transition to your new life. You'll get what you want. You'll become the new you you are dreaming of, one step at a time. We talk about this in Face Your Passion. Just go to faceyourpassion.com. Find out more. Join me if you have the desire, and I'll see you Monday right here.
Keep moving. Gotta get back up. What? Keep moving. Gotta get back.